What's happening? Where's that boy Too Smooth, the CEO of MMR 3000? I have a segment on the Patio Podcast with DJ Hard Work. We're going to talk about things going on in our community. We're going to talk about the entertainment world, and also we're going to talk about a whole lot more. Make sure you tune in on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 9:30 Eastern. Check me out, baby. Mad respect.
Suicide has crossed my mind tonight. Fall in and out of love with you a million times. Your energy is killing my vibe. Your synergy is my only high. I stuck around to be hurt again. Fucked around and made love. Switching sides on me, wasting my time. Every night I cry.
That boy Too Smooth on the part of your podcast. What's up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? What's happening? What's up, DJ Hard Work? How's it going, baby?
What's good with you, big dog? You all right?
Oh yeah, man. I'm kind of excited. We got a very, very special guest time chiming in tonight.
Okay.
Yeah, man. You know, we've been doing making waves, doing pretty decent lately, man. You know.
Hey. Let's get into
What's going on in the Midwest?
Hey man, everybody trying to maintain and stay sane. That's the goal right now. Got a lot of people coming together, but a lot more people Black Lives Matter is starting to become used as scams and frauds.
That part of the game, man. And then the crazy part about it don't even be us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. They are up north is a little bit rattled right now, you know, but you know, I kind of think that the numbers are a little fake. A lot of people do up here, but at the end of the day, they're trying to live a regular life. But I noticed that a lot more people are friendly though.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, man, you know, it's nothing new. Nothing that you don't expect to have happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
What about the South, besides what we hear on the news?
Oh, man, you know, it is what it is down there, baby. We shaking and banging, Club Ranking. See, don't care nobody around here, man. You know what I mean? Don't care nothing about it around this way, my brother. Don't care nothing about it. Yeah, man. It's a lovely day though, man. Hot, it's sunny. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Stop the rain down.
Huh?
I said the rain down.
Oh, rain been gone, man. Rain been gone, man. You know what I'm saying? Been gone, man. But it seems like it's. Oh yeah?
Yeah, because we just had somebody tune in.
Yeah, man, that's what I just finna say. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my bad, I got tongue tied because I'm so excited. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we have a very special guest tonight. And would you please introduce yourself, baby girl?
What up, world? My name is Shadow Session and I am your favorite R&B singer. Thank you guys so much for having me.
Oh, for sure. That's DJ Hard Work, my co-host right here in the building. Well, I'm his co-host.
Switch that up. How are you guys doing?
All right.
Life's great.
Good to hear. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you.
Too smooth, fill me in a little bit, but, you know, I'm going to let him go ahead and get into the interview just so we can, you know, hear about who you are. Let the world know exactly who you are.
Yeah, let them know before I get the question. You asked too many questions. Let them know what you got going on and what's up next for you.
Okay, so like I said, I'm a new R&B singer, newly signed to Risky Business Entertainment, and newly discovered as well. Unfortunately, during this time, COVID-19, all this craziness going on. But nonetheless, definitely have my foot on the gas. I'm really excited about what's to come. So far, we dropped our good single, Ride For You. That's my first song.
I love it.
R&B music, you'll love it. And I absolutely love it. We're getting a lot of hits on it. Music video is also dropping next week. So that's a big deal there. I'm super excited about it. And just overall, everything. If you guys can also follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Shadow Session, SHAADOHSESSION. Also, I do have a website and fan gear. So if you're interested, you can also shop my website and you know, connect with me on social media. Social media is a big part of this. And I like to stay engaged with my fans, my supporters, everybody who believes in me and who believes in my sound. I like to think it's different, you know, so that's pretty much what I got going on.
Oh, well, you know, this is Too Smooth speaking. I got a little beef, which I'm still waiting on my feature. I'm still kind of upset a little bit.
Oh, no. We sent a pre-record. Did you get the pre-record?
Oh yeah. I'm just messing with your mom. You got plenty of time. Just messing with your mom. Just talking. But huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got time, mom. I talked to you on Fonzo about it. It's all good. But I want you to let the people know what made you get into music and when did you know this is what's gonna be your career?
So I've always been a singer. I was raised singing. As a little girl, and I was always a writer, so from writing in my diaries all the way up to going through life and just writing about myself, I've grown as a writer over time, and I feel like I still have a lot of growing to do still. So that's what kind of ushered me into the music. And as well as my mother, she's a singer. She's a phenomenal singer. I mean, vocal cords are out of this world. So I'm just tracking behind her, you know, expressing myself, my music, my love for creating. I'm such a creative person, and anything I put my mind to, I can do. So
yes, indeed. So
I just
yes, indeed.
That much into my craft, and here I am now. Honestly, it's just that simple. And that's why I'm here, and I feel like I can offer the world something different, you know, compared to the girls that's already out there in the R&B section. And I feel like I have that it factor. So, you know, I'm a personable girl. I get along with everybody. I like the energy that the world is giving me right now when it comes to my music. So I'm going in with that.
Okay, well, I'm kind of curious. I mean, you know, I don't know if you know, I'm your number one fan on Facebook. And
you're also one of my
love your style.
You're also on my website. Go to my website and check out some details on there. You'll see your name on there. I have put some information.
Okay, cool, so man. Respect.
You. So thank you so much for that love.
Oh yeah, always
show that love.
I try to steal you, but Risky said, "No way, sir." Yeah, I know, man. It's all good. I just know talent, and I see a gift. So, when the video coming out? I seen you promote your video. When the video dropped?
The video dropped.
Oh, is it already out?
It's dropping.
Oh, okay.
We had a little delay, okay. You know, because the world is crazy right now. But
yeah. Trust me, I understand. Trust me.
Cool.
That's perfect. DJ Hard Work, you know, I'm gonna stand down. I know you got a million and one question, man. You know.
Well, I like the first thing. The first thing that I noticed that is a great thing is you prepared. You're like a, you know, you're a prepared promoter. Mm. You know your social media's on point, and you know when to say it. Most artists don't know to do that, and I know you've caught that with a lot of younger artists. I know this for a fact.
Yeah.
If you don't promote yourself, who will? You know, I know you heard that.
Absolutely.
I was in West Virginia recently. Well, not recently. Atlanta, I mean.
Okay.
With some of their label mates at an award show. Mm-hmm. I believe it was a few months back, but it was still something to do. It was two sisters. I believe they're your label mates, and or in general, I see
Pretty that. Image. Pretty Image.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are my label mates.
Cool. Well, if you guys are all on the same label,
right?
You guys are all groomed, and I saw their performance, the way you talk. I've never seen you perform, but I know for sure, because in the end, they were the best crew at the award show.
Wow.
So I just wanted to make sure, you know, rep your label for you. Give y'all a shout out.
Appreciate it.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Now, me being a fan of R&B more than rap, what got you into singing R&B? What got you into it?
Well, you know, I'm soft-spoken. I mean, so it was just easy for me to just, like, feel music, you know what I mean? And express music. I was in band growing up. I played saxophone, clarinet, a little bit of the guitar. And music was always just that, an expression. And if you can feel your music, the world can feel it. You know, so when it comes down to my singing, honestly, like, I just felt R&B was more of a vibe, for, you know, for me versus rap. It's more me. I'm more of a soft girl, you know. I think R&B is better for me as far as expressing my feelings.
Well, I got a confession. I got a confession. I kind of like, I ain't gonna say compared to you, but I could say not sound, but the soft spoken like Ashanti. So that's what I looked at.
Yeah,
and then,
I got that.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that on a big interview I did on Instagram. You know, some people was just tuning in just all over the world on a live, and some girls just kept going in, like Ashanti. She made me, you know, think of Ashanti. And I never heard that day. And now this is the second time I heard it.
Yeah.
I love her.
For you to be so soft-spoken, how do you, what causes you to open up when those earphones are on and the engineer press record?
Man, it's a whole learning experience. I mean, it's a whole learning. Live singing and studio singing are two different things. And I was so used to just holding that microphone in my hand and just going in front of, like, you know, a group of people and just going at it. But being in that studio, it trained me to really challenge myself with different ranges and everything like that. And it was trial and error for me, honestly. But, you know, every single time I went in the booth, to be real with you, every single song was progression. Honestly, I swear to you, like, every single song sound better and better and better and better. So if I know Ride For You can get me to where I am now, man, that ain't nothing. Compared to what's coming out. So that's why I'm so excited about my album dropping. It's going to be dropping hopefully September 12th. That's going to be, or a little before, that's going to be my release in September.
Oh, well, I'm going to push mine back. Now I'm dropping September 4th. Hey, Hall, we're going to push mine back to the end of the month, man. I need my little sales. I don't need you to know about the bar. I need my little sales.
You know what? We all good. Family. What you talking about?
Oh, yeah. I'm just having fun with it, man. Yeah, man. It's all love.
Well, are you the type of singer that likes to sing in front of the mirror when you're by yourself? Or you just don't care to be singing in front of anybody out in the public?
That's a good question. I think I like to sing everywhere and anywhere, honestly. I don't really hold back. So.
Okay. This one's off the wall. most people make a lot of music.
Yeah.
At the most randomest times, the creative mode kicks in at the randomest times.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Go ahead.
my place where I find the most creativity is the bathroom.
Wow.
I don't know. What about you?
So when I first started this thing, like when I first wrote my song, Ride For You, I wrote that like a year ago. And the crazy thing is I was literally in my closet sitting on the floor and crisscross applesauce. you know what I mean? With a microphone in my hand, USB mic, and my computer, my laptop, and some pillows and some blankets. Like literally... That's where I wrote my song. I literally have pictures on my phone, like from Snapchat and Instagram, of me just taking pictures. Like I took pictures. It was like it was almost destiny for me to come across my manager and get signed, because at that moment I knew that that song was something real and I knew that people could relate to it. So that came to me in the closet.
I gotta be missing now. How did that song come about? I gotta be a little miss on this one. How did that song come about? Let me get in your business. Let me get in your business now.
You ain't the only one. Okay, so this song was made like off true life story, true life event. I don't believe in bashing nobody, but
yeah.
You know, I went through some heartbreak with my ex. And it was really life-changing for me. And it just, I felt really low at that time. So the best expression for me, like I said, is getting through music. And I'm thankful for the experience, even though it was bittersweet. You know, something so amazing came from it. And the world is listening to my music today from Hot 97 in New York. You know, they're playing my songs. I got a phone call last week from a friend from high school, who don't even call me and was like, yo, your song was just on the radio out here while I'm just, you know, chilling, driving. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, that was a good feeling. The same song I was crying about got somebody jamming, you know what I mean, on the road. You know what I mean? So...
Oh, somebody told me you on Billboard. You on the Billboards too? I hear in the A out here.
Yeah, yep. I was on the Billboards in Atlanta, Georgia. Also, and I'm trying to get in Manhattan up north. So yeah, that's my next step. But you know, I mean, we're working hard.
Oh, for sure.
Thank God.
What? Where are you originally from?
I am from Jacksonville, Florida, Duval County.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, but I know you're a very, very, very busy lady. So we're not gonna hold you up. So before I let you go,
yeah,
we have a topic. We want to get a female opinion, and the topic is why women that has their life together never can keep a good man.
I don't think that was right after that conversation. Damn.
So you said,
I got that.
Is that how you?
Oh no, it's just a topic. We have different topics we try to touch. You know what I'm saying? It ain't had nothing to do with what you know, this was already, for the topic for the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So my reflection is this. I've had my fair share up and down relationships. But when a woman, you said a good woman, right? Who has their
Woman that has her life together, what I mean, okay, independence really don't need a man, you know what I mean?
Who don't need a man?
Yeah, we want to say this: a female is already made, independent. What I mean, yeah, critical, good, yeah, got her own house, got her own car, such as yourself, already established. You really don't need a man; they're just extra. You know what I'm saying? So, why do women that have all that can't keep a man? You know what I mean?
Wow, that's a big deal.
Your opinion. I mean, from right, you know, just an opinion. You know what I mean?
Of course, I got something to say about it. So. Mm-hmm. I'm in a situation where I'm independent. I ain't gonna flex. I'm independent 100%. I work.
For sure.
I hustle. I grind. I make my own cash. I pay my own bills. I mean, and this is a time in my life where I feel like I'm in my golden stage. You know what I mean? Sure. I'm winning right now. And when you're successful or when you're, you know what I mean? You got goals. You got aspirations. You got standards. They're kind of high. So, person that you want to open that door to gotta have the same stuff. If not, something that's gonna inspire you to reach higher heights. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And I feel like that. I feel like if anybody step in my life at this time, I get a whole bunch of DMs all the time, every single day on social media. But that's not something that I pride myself on, and that's not something that I jump into ever. I keep it cordial and I keep it cool. But at the same time, the only way I'm going to let you into my life is if you have something to put on the table. If not, you're going to be the table. Like, we're going to eat together.
I like that.
I'm not, you know what I mean? I don't date a man to raise a man, in other words. So,
gotcha.
That's just not what I do because I got somewhere to go. You know what I mean? And
I don't mean to cut you out, but don't let nothing deter you from your success. Yes. Are you on the way up? I mean, hey, I seen it, that's why I made that inquiry. Yeah, you're on your way up, no doubt. Don't let nothing stop you, mama. Not nothing. Absolutely.
You know what's
for sure.
What's funny is that's like a man, that's crazy. I can't keep a woman for the music that I, you know, like ever since. I know somebody else on this. You know, single life seems more comfortable, but.
Yeah, it kind of does. It feels comfortable. And it gets lonely. It gets lonely. It has its goods and its bads. But at the same time, not to cut you off, I feel like I'm most focused.
See?
Gotta be at peace.
And I don't
gotta
want nobody to knock me off that.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Well, we in Georgia. Like I said, I know you got a busy schedule. We're not gonna hold you up. But before you leave, can you please tell everybody how to reach you one more time?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate the both of you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you for your support. You guys can follow me at shadowsession.com. That's my website. Or you can go to Facebook, Instagram. You can go Amazon, iTunes, Google Play, TikTok. You can find me. S-H. SHAAADOHSESSION. Tell me that you heard this podcast. I would love to know. And share the love. And I'll share the love back to you. I promise.
Mad respect. Blessing. Blessing. Tell fellas so mad respect. Blessing. Blessing to the whole risky business, man.
Keep on.
We got to get pretty image on here too next week, man. We got to get them on here next week for real.
Yeah.
Keep
popping
right now.
Yeah. So that means if y'all on the same label, we gonna see y'all up in the Grammys.
Definitely, most likely, yes, sir.
You know, most likely, yes.
Hey, you hear what she did? She didn't understand. We gonna see you. We gonna meet up, baby.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was good to have you on the show. We do appreciate R&B singers such as yourself, real singing, not all that technical stuff on your voice.
Man, authenticness. Right, and I'm getting better.
It's all right, all good, you know.
Hey, you get in a better it gonna get kind of scary for the world, man. I don't think they ready now.
They ain't got no choice.
For sure. Well, blessing, man. Like I said, shout out Risk Business and the whole squad, man. We appreciate you coming on. And have a blessed day.
You too.
Shout out to Anchor for get this opportunity to express our opinions, bring on talented artists such as Miss Shadow herself.
Yeah.
Other than that, big dog, let's let the people go ahead and let the people know what's going on in the next coming week.
Oh, man, July. Hey, man, listen here, man. I got so much to talk about. Shout out to Ball Hard, Miss Drew, All Word Nation, but I can't say that enough. But without y'all, man, we're nothing. Check this out, though, man. July the 25th, Virtue Concert. Man, the hip hop Michael Jack, King Spud, J.O. the Hard Work, a.k.a. DJ Hard Work, Too Smooth, IYB Crucial. And very, 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 very special guest, man. We got the link on all our pages from MMR 3000 to Hard Work Nation to Ball Hard to Mac _ 204, Too Smooth on Facebook, IG Andre Form on Facebook. We got it everywhere. Please, 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 please get your ticket. Got backstage, man. Gonna be a very, 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 very high adrenaline concert, man. Like, we gonna actually put on a show, y'all. This ain't gonna be nobody just standing on stage rapping to you, same thing. We gonna turn up, man. We got a couple surprises, like I said. A couple special guests will be in the building. A couple special guest hosts. Got a special DJ gonna be in the man. But first and foremost, Mac, too much pressure out right now, man. Go get it if you don't have a part of me. Doing great, man. Appreciate all the love. You like love, Shadow Toe One Soul. We really, 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 really appreciate you, man. Whoever you believe in. Also, Pass Rush video, the second single off Mac's Too Much Pressure finna drop. Also, Go Talk video finna drop. King Spud video done will be out July the 18th on our YouTube channel, MMR 3000. What we got next? Oh, yeah. July the 24th, the day before the concert, man, I got ahead of myself. King Spud, Path of King, will be out July the 24th, 6 days after the video drop. It will be worldwide. Also, the man himself, man, Too Smooth. Power Over Money, man. Hey, Power Over Money, man. Billboard by February. My name ain't Too Smooth, man. I'm on one, like, straight up. Coop, dropping Auto the 30. My words, the Anthem Remix is the first single. It will be a couple real soon and thank, man. Once again, shout out to Hard Work Nation, Ball Hard Music Group. Check out the website, www.mmr3000.com. The Too Smooth Collection website. Latrice by Too Smooth, man. We got them outfits for you, man. Hey, man, I got so much more to say, but man, I'm gonna hold y'all up, man. It's a wonderful day. Blessings, 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 blessings. Once again, man, mad respect to my boy DJ Hard Work, J.O., Q, all them, man, you know, Miss T, everybody, man, B, you know, mad respect over here, man, love, for real, man. Again, July the 25th, Virtue Concert, live, streaming live, man. Get to that link, man. Take it, man, straight up. I might give something well to the next show. Who knows what Too Smooth may
be? Hey.
Yeah.
Keep going. I know you can. Hey, but you know, we don't want to give them too much. Got one more show before the official show drops. on between now and the next show. You gotta find one of those dedicated fans and show all the love and support to the whole umbrella.
Hey, we got a cow picket for y'all, man.
Yeah. We're going to go ahead and get a couple of care packages for all the fans that's been tuning in. Shout out to Gracie Hughes. Showing love to Mac.
For sure.
3000, too much pressure.
Hip hop Michael Jackson, man.
Yeah. In depth feelings towards how he moved, how he displays his music. Heartfelt, heart touching. So we appreciate that. He appreciated. Need more fans like
that. Hey, she got a little package in the mail right now. I think he finished shipping the things already now, if I ain't mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it's already out, man. Everybody tune in this past Saturday, man. You got your address and your size to your t-shirt latest. It's in the air, man. The ones that we did have your size, you have them by next week. My man got a lot going on that does our shirts, high-end t-shirt. The COO of MMR, very busy individual. But I promise you, you'll have them within sooner than you think. It'll be in the air, straight up.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's never there when you want it, but it's always there when you need it. Ah!
Hey!
Other than that, big dog, we're going to let him call it a night. Let us get into her single. Go ahead and give her the title of the single. Come on now.
Ride for you.
See? He said ride for you. Yeah. Shout out to I believe so. I don't want to say the wrong thing.
I forgot. I think it's right for you.
We're going to get it right. Let's get it right. I play
so much that I don't forget the name. I play the hell out of it. I'm talking about I'm a number one fan, man. Shut up.
Miss Shadow Sessions. Hold on. Can you hear me?
I'm here.
Yeah. I want to make sure we get it right, man. Ride for you. And it's an epic sound to it at the beginning. It's gonna catch your attention. Dope graphic design, dope presentation. They doing their thing. I want to make sure everybody know we're gonna be promoting her a little bit throughout the social media network, just to let the fans know what's going on. Tune in next this Thursday. Like I said, we're gonna be announcing another top fan receiving another care package. Other than that, y'all have a good night and big up to your two smooth.
Oh yeah, blessing from the gods.
Yes sir. Take it easy, big dog.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Niggas already know we go dumb in this bitch. We'll pull up anywhere and go dumb. We'll pull up on your block, go dumb. Her block, go dumb. Your mama block, go dumb. You already know what the fuck we doing in this bitch. Nigga, 204, LITOTG, nigga. We pull up and we go dumb. All my niggas gon' go dumb. You can get your shit blow acting dumb. Libby thinking I'm cuffing, she dumb. Every flow that I do, it go dumb, dumb. Go dumb. We'll pop out in this bitch and go dumb, dumb. Go dumb. I said I can't let up on you niggas, I mean it. Work out the AI, you know that it beam. I don't like you rappers, you niggas be capping. Just know it's a rap, so don't ask for a feature. And I hope you get done when you get to reacting, cause you can get slapped with the back of the heat. Not gon' play like a hoe, we gon' blow. Turn that boy to a ghost, have him looking like cats with a piece. All he thinking he touch it because he gripping. What's the difference? Pussy's got a grip too. Got him wet, they say he was a slick dude. Ain't no wrestling with ya, I'm not Rick Rude. We gon' leave him with lit like a pin too. She said, boy, you ain't shit, I'm like, bitch, who? You don't even suck dick, I'm like, bitch, move. Shout out MMR, we moving too smooth. It's a different type of world that we live in. You gon' need more than a jacket when it's real cold. Whatever you niggas started, I'm about to finish. We putting bullets to the chest like my new bow. I'm jumping 7 in his back, Tony Kuko. Walking with it, gotta keep it tucked like Skuko. Sitting at the throne, looking down. down on the rent. I'm thinking shit, I really started falling for the new dose. You say it's beef, then it's up, bitch, what's up, just pull up and we stepping. We pop out the cut like, what's up for the cabin? You stepping that fire on your life, I won't panic. You stepping that fire on your mama, I'm blasting. Bitch, I'm the one and I'm second to none. You can catch me in the hood like a nun. Once we tell them to handle that business is done. Thinking that we won't pull up, bitch, you dumb. Dumb. Thinking we gon' pull up, but you dumb. We pop out in this bitch and go dumb. Lip is thinking I'm cuffing, she dumb, dumb, dumb. Every flow that I do, we go dumb, 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 dumb. I said I can't let up on you niggas, I mean it. Work out the AI, you know that it beam. I don't like you rappers, you niggas be capping. Just know it's a rap, so don't ask for a freeze. And I hope you get dumb when you get to reacting, cause you can get slapped with the back of the heat. Not gon' play like a hoe, we gon' blow. Turn that boy to a ghost, have him looking like Casper the people.